Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, now with a look ahead to what we're going to be watching on our big and small screens this coming week, I'm joined by radio producer Kay Sheehy and Rory Cashin, entertainment editor at Joe.ie. Good afternoon, guys.
Hi there.
Kay, season finale 2 tonight. You've been watching?
Oh, I have been watching. So I suppose it's, is somebody going to whack Bren? Bren, the awful, foul-mouthed daddy of the Kinsellas, whose favourite haunt is the furry bog. Have you seen the furry bog? I do not want to be the cleaner of the furry bog. Either Eric the Viking breaks it up or else somebody's splattered in the entrance hall. It's just disgusting. And Bren has now antagonised all his family. So it looks like Michael, the son, may want to whack his dad, Bren, because Bren is now making, abusive eyes at Michael's daughter.
Okay.
But then so the Batuques are coming in and they want to wipe out all the Kinsellas. So there mightn't be a Kinsella or a kin left.
I'd say they might hold on to one or two of them, but you wouldn't know. Listen, Rory, you're saying Roy Lane on Disney Plus is one of the best movies of the year so far.
Yeah, it's this really adorable romantic comedy about two people who happen to meet pretty soon after they've both been broken up with or broke up with their significant others. And the entire movie basically takes place across a single day with the two of them walking through some of the more picturesque but maybe not as cinematic parts of London that you wouldn't normally see, like Brixton and really, really kind of cool up-and-coming suburban areas. And just the two of them trying to help each other out emotionally through their breakups and along the way realizing that they might actually fancy each other. And yeah, it's just rom-coms when they're done right end up being some of people's favorite movies of all time. Like, yeah. You know, Sleepless in Seattle or When Harry Met Sally. And I think given time...
Bit of magic here, is there?
Given time, people will look back on this in the same kind of positive light that people are giving their classics.
Okay, so we get in on the ground floor with that, Roy Lane on Disney Plus. Kay, a lot of people very excited about Queen Charlotte, a Bridgerton story on Netflix. So this is a Bridgerton spin-off.
So there was two Bridgerton series and they followed the Ton. That's the elite society in Britain's Regency Britain. That was when I think George III was king. So anybody who is still wants more of the ritual and the intrigue of yesterday, they can watch Bridgerton, because now we've skipped from the Bridgerton family up into Queen Charlotte herself and her origin story. So Queen, as you know, Bridgerton is famous for blind casting, as in they've many black actors playing part of the elite in Bridgerton. So the Queen, Queen Charlotte, is a black actress. And now we're going into her origin story, how she comes from Germany. Apparently the true connection is that it's a Portuguese line where there was slept with a concubine who was black. But anyway, it's her story. So it's like, will she or won't she love the new Prince of Wales? He loves her, then he disappears. And if she had seen The Madness of King George by Alan Bennett, she'd know it's because he's as daft as a brush.
So if I don't watch these period dramas, is this one I should watch? Is it funky? Like, is it good?
I think it's good. I think it's good because it's actually the black casting in this makes it more interesting, because there's one black actress, both of them are friends and one advises the other. She knows sex, she knows all about the court, and she advises the new princess
how to negotiate it. Is it a modern feel?
They have modern music done orchestrally, all in period gowns, and there's all, you know, it's done on the gossip. You know, there's Lady Whistledown, she gossips about what's going on.
Okay.
So it's like fluff. It's like they tease you from one thing to the other.
Speaking
but it's
my
nice
language
fluff.
Now. Rory, also on Disney Plus, A Small Light, you're saying this has 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Could that be a campaign, or does this kind of thing happen, or is this a real thing?
No, it happens rare enough when every critic in the world decides that a thing is good.
Is it that good?
It is very good. It is powerful. Like, it's a look into the life of a person who maybe just down to my own ignorance, I had no idea it actually existed. And her name is Mayap Guise. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. But she was the lady who helped hide Anne Frank and her family during World War II. And it shows the kind of behind the scenes of how everyone obviously knows about Anne Frank and her diary. And if you ever go to that part of the Netherlands, then there's a chance you might try to visit the attic. But this tells the story of basically how they came to be in the attic, the relationship between Mayap Guise and Anne Frank's father, Otto, who's played by Liev Schreiber, who is normally a huge villain in every movie or show that he's in. And in this, you see a much different, much more sensitive side to the actor that he is, like showing off
he's
stuff
great.
He can do. And at times it's incredibly tense because obviously you're very aware of what's going on outside the attic and what's going on outside this lady's house. And she has her own troubles then with her husband, who doesn't necessarily align with his wife's open-heartedness and wanting to save people, because he's very aware that if these people are found in their attic, the repercussions will be dire.
Okay.
So it's
quality
powerful
human drama, not just wordy. Like it's
It's fantastically well made. But do prepare yourself, because it's a little bit harrowing in places.
Okay, a small light on Disney Plus. Kay, because you kind of semi recommended in your notes, I watched. Sorry, look, I can't keep up with the dystopian future series on Apple TV at this stage. Isn't it? It's not bad.
It looks fantastic.
It does.
I mean, it's 10,000 people trapped in a silo for their own safety. And the silo is this enormous bunker. It's very Orwellian, a bit like brutalist Soviet design. It's spirals, floors and floors and staircases. The on-toppers are the administrators. The down-belowers are the mechanics. And why are they there? They say that it's the outside environment is poisoned, so you can't leave the silo until they clear up the environment. But then there's all these things. Are they lying? Are the people who run the silo lying? Because they say the revolution has wiped out all history of how people got into the silo. But then we slowly find out people have found relics, old DVDs that show what happened in the past. And maybe even outside isn't poisoned, so maybe it's a whole ruse to keep people within this bunker.
I'm in awe of you, because like if somebody said to me, what's that thing silo like, I wouldn't know where to start, like. But you've summed it up all fairly well there. And the Orwellian kind of nature, that atmosphere is kind of what makes it watchable.
And bits of Blade Runner. Did you notice like there's a Chinatown? So if you go down into the layers, you think, oh, there's a market. And then you go down below and there's all the people who are like rough and ready. But they're intellectuals as well.
Tell people there's no elevator though. So people have to take a day to go down all the stairs and everything. But yeah, that's a silo on Apple. Rory, the Muppets Mayhem on Disney. Are they still making new Muppets content?
Absolutely, they are. Yeah, I think they had a recent Muppet show on Disney Plus as well. But this one is focusing on the band, who are Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem. So that's Animal and Floyd Pepper and some of those characters. And they've been around since the 70s. The Muppets been around since the 60s, but this band's been around since the 70s. And this behind the scenes, making the music documentary series basically shows that even though they've been around for 50 odd years, they've never actually made an album. So this is them attempting to make their first ever
album. I love that you're giving this such due seriousness.
They've drafted in huge names from music. So it's like Deadmau5 and Zedd and Kesha and Lil Nas X and Billy Corgan, Weird Al Yankovic. Like, they've got huge names coming in to try to give advice on how to make an ultimate Muppets album. And very well timed. When the show lands, their album will be available on Spotify.
So that's one for all the family, really.
Absolutely.
Something for the dads as well as the kids. Okay, listen, Kay, I know you particularly wanted to mention Taking Sides, Britain and the Civil War, RT1 Wednesday, 9:35, Michael Portillo. Just 20 seconds.
Yes, it's how the British government got on the side of the Free Staters and perpetrated the war against the anti-treaters by offering them the use of the RAF to bomb the centre of Dublin while painting it in the tricolour.
And Portillo does it well.
It does very well.
Okay, Rory Cashin and Kay Sheehy, thank you very much. And that's all we've time for today. Just a reminder, you can listen back to all items from today's show on our podcast at rte.ie/Brendan. Today's show was produced by Owen McLaughlin. Research was by Ciarán Dunn and Katrina McFadden. Bridget Nicholas was the broadcast coordinator. Harry Bookless was on sound. The series producer is Tessa Delahanty. Stay tuned after the news for this week with Justin McCarthy and Karen Creed. Briefly, we've time for Gordon Lightfoot. Sadly died Monday. Here's his song, If You Could Read My Mind, Love. He settled out of court with the people, with the man who wrote Whitney Houston's The Greatest Love of All. So talk to you next week.